5 Duval County nonprofit hospitals plan to train at least 10,000 people in what's called mental health first aid, and they're footing the bill. Brooks Rehabilitation CEO Doug Baer says the 8-hour course provides tools to recognize an imminent crisis. Registration is at jacksmentalhealth.org.
You know, I think this program is really designed, as you said, to help identify the signs and symptoms so that people can refer people that may be dealing with these issues to the appropriate organizations.
But getting someone help can be difficult, even if the signs are recognized. A 2014 Jacksonville Community Council study found not only does Florida rank 49 out of 50 for mental health funding, but Duval County is the second lowest funded metro area in the state, which is directly linked to patients' mental health outcomes. St. Vincent's Healthcare CEO Tom Van Osdal says his company is aware of the services shortage, and his facilities are hiring more mental health specialists to deal with it.
That's really a big part of the long-term solution, is making sure that we've got access to the services and enough services in the right locations so that individuals who don't necessarily need to go to the emergency department can get the care and the treatment they need for underlying mental health issues.
Van Osdal also says St. Vincent's plans to open a new behavioral health center in the near future. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.